here at Three Wide Brewery out here in Fort Worth, just south of Denton and Argyle and all of our friends that live up there. We are promoting the Just the Prickly Pear IPA.
Which I think it's supposed to be Just the Prickly Pear IPA.
It's not. You can make up all you want, but it's not. Three Wide, just behind Texas Motor Speedway, as you can tell by the name Three Wide. So come have some IPAs. Come hang out with us. We sampled food, drink, all of it. This is an awesome spot, especially if you live up here in the area, which our boy who joins us does. Ladies and gentlemen, from your morning program, fresh off his stint in Oklahoma, it is George Dunham.
Man, I was going to come by today, but my week, it has not slowed down since Jump Jam.
I heard your story. Heard. That was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Hilariously.
I didn't even talk about trying to get the courtesy car, and my phone was dying, and I had to hold it on this guy's charger as I was typing in my insurance information, and everything's just insane over the last 6 weeks. It's got to slow down at some point.
Yeah. Hashtag jump strong.
You know what?
It'll slow down just in time for your sabbatical.
That's right.
That's right.
You can chill all you want.
Then we'll stop feeling sorry for you and start cursing you.
It's nothing but water skiing.
And then the sabbatical rolls right into Cowboys training camp. I mean, it's just...
It's almost football season, Bob.
Dude, we are so close. So close.
I felt bad for Pat Mahomes last night. He was at the softball game. I kept showing clips of him on my internet. And I was like, oh, Pat, I'm sorry.
Why'd you feel bad?
Well... Pat can't catch a break, you know?
Because his Red Raiders didn't win?
Those poor Red Raiders.
It's a tough one.
Okay, so, Georgie, we wanted to do this last week at Jub Jam, but I think you're still sound checking. Y'all haven't played yet.
I'm sorry. I know. I goofed that up. That should have been
good.
A sign of what was going to go wrong backstage that night. Oh, my gosh.
It's all good. It's all good. So, last week... We had a friend that came in town for a little bit, and we were talking about a buddy of mine that I went to college with, and his kids are a little bit younger than mine. He had late-in-life kids like Dave. And Dave will experience this very soon, and that is the reintroduction of cartoons in your world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not already here, it's coming really quickly because he's at that perfect, really sweet spot age of almost three, where, boy, you got from three until like 10, where it is nothing but cartoons and cartoon movies, and I love it.
Yes.
We've gotten into Pixar, but he also really enjoys a good nature documentary, so we have that going for
him. He's a little bit ahead of his time. And, George, I know with your boys, you were the same way I was with my boys, where I loved every second of cartoon time with the kids.
Me too. And man, I hit the sweet spot with my youngest of SpongeBob.
Yes,
and
you did.
I want to say I told you guys up at the station about SpongeBob.
Yeah, you did.
Because I said, man, this is the greatest cartoon since Bugs Bunny. And some of the animated movies like Over the Hedge. Man, there's some great ones. All the Minion movies are hilarious.
They're great. They're fun, funny. They appeal to adults. They appeal to kids.
Yeah.
They'll tug at your heartstrings. I'm sure that the new Toy Story is going to be that way coming up.
Oh, yeah.
But we started talking about Hanna-Barbera. And me and my buddy did. And we started laughing at some of the theme songs and laughing at how ridiculous they all were and the shows and how we just couldn't get enough of them. And so I went on YouTube and started listening to watching some of the theme songs to the old Hanna-Barbera shows.
Okay.
And, dude, Hanna-Barbera made about 60 TV shows, TV shows, from mid-50s through the 80s. And I guess they're still going on. I'm sure there's Hanna-Barbera productions going on right now, but
they didn't have a real high bar for the concept.
No.
Yeah,
I don't think
they're still producing content, but okay, we go round and round on this all the time, and me and Gordon, believe it or not, we go round and round on the topic, and he just says, well, Warner Brothers blew him away. And all I'm saying is, yeah, Bugs is the all-time greatest. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But the depth of the Hanna-Barbera catalog is unbelievable.
It
and
is.
I think they had, and some of these you can't show anymore because Bobalooey probably wouldn't fly now, but
Bobalooey.
Quick Draw McGraw, a.k.a. El Kabong, is flipping hilarious. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. No.
By the way, Hanna-Barbera was absorbed into Warner Brothers in 2001.
Oh, wow. Okay,
oh,
so it's
man.
Relatively new.
That's just in.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so George.
Where are you at on Hong Kong Phooey?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Great theme
song. You know
song.
What?
All of this.
Okay,
great.
So you might, before we test Jubb, you mentioned Hong Kong Phooey. Play this, the clip that I have. It's a 30-second clip of the back half of the theme song.
Okay.
And this is what drew me into Hong Kong Phooey. And the part was like, well, you'll hear it here.
When they're going to disrupt these two for that with the Hong Kong Phooey chop. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Tick-a-chong, tick-a-chong, tick-a-chack, tick-a-chong, tick-a-bop-dop-dop, and a bow-wow-wow.
All right. That. Chippy chong, chippy chong, chippy chicka chicka chong, chippy bow wow wow. Every day as a little kid,
boy, just gibberish.
Jumping up and down at the TV screaming that line.
Yes.
So
great.
Dumb. I
know. That was solid. Hong Kong Phooey was solid entertainment.
Okay, so let's test Jubb on his knowledge of Hanna-Barbera.
Is this Name That Tune?
This is Name That Tune, and we will start with this classic. Which makes it way harder.
Snagglepuss's song.
That is Snagglepuss's song.
Yes.
Woo, 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 we've been.
Yes.
Man, where was Snagglepuss at the compound this year?
I don't know.
Oh, man, I know. Ernie, I can't believe we have to do games with Snagglepuss. Shut up, Charles. I know what I'm talking about, even.
I thought maybe you wouldn't remember it because it didn't have any words in it, but that's really impressive.
Yeah, it all came back to me there. God,
all right.
I love Snagglepuss.
Number two.
He's got tricks up his sleeve. Most bad guys won't believe. A bulletproof coat, a cannon hat, machine gun game with a fight for inspire. His disguise takes him many places. He's just a many faces. Who's that?
Bug.
Who's that?
Bhutan.
Who's that?
Bug.
Oh, yeah. Secret Squirrel, and he wore the same hat as the Shriners do.
Yeah, and he did. I didn't really
understand. Like a red fez?
I didn't really understand Secret Squirrel, but because I remember watching it as a kid. Because did he have like a lot of props that he would pull out of his squirrel pants?
Yeah, it was kind of the Get Smart. It was the animated Get Smart kind of.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. He had all sorts of gadgets, and then Inspector Gadget came later. But, yeah, that was his bit.
And that was in the 60s, right?
Named something.
Was it a racist Luke? Sidekick?
Yeah.
I think it may have been.
Hanna-Barbera had a lot of...
Yeah.
Had a lot of international sidekicks.
Morocco Mole?
Yes, Morocco Mole.
Tell me more about him.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Morocco Mole. And didn't he talk like this? Secret Squirrel. Okay, this is one of the more serious Hanna-Barbera shows, which I didn't like, but boy, this was popular.
Thank you.
Does any of that ring a bell, George?
Was that the, it rings a bell, was that the, like the adventure guy named Johnny Quest or something?
Yes, Johnny Quest!
This is incredible.
Yes!
I didn't like that one either. No jokes?
No!
Yeah, that was like the serious one.
I didn't understand.
No international sidekick? Yeah, I was kind of out on that one.
It was weird, like it was...
No international sidekick.
It was really weird, and I still don't know what they were.
They were saving the world from somebody.
Johnny Quest did have an international sidekick. They had Haji.
Oh, he did?
Oh, that's right, Haji! Anywhere of the turban.
I didn't watch it much.
He did. Little Haji.
Little Haji.
I think some of the older guys that were in my fraternity in college called me Haji.
Including along the guy that poured the pitcher of beer over your head?
Along with Chaka and other creature-like things. I'll do one more of not serious, but this was definitely
so. Haji Singh is a streetwise 11-year-old Kolkata orphan who becomes the adopted son of Dr. Benton Quest.
Okay, what does that remind you of? That reminds
Short Round.
Short Round, yes, from Indiana Jones. That's had to be the inspirado for that. Okay,
and the kick is good by Haji Singh.
He is rarely depicted without his bejeweled turban.
This was when I was a kid, and even though George were separated by just a couple of years, I'm wondering if this caught your fancy.
Stump here. This sounds like some James Bond-like show.
So, I figure this may have skipped you because this was big when we were all kids, and it was Danger Island.
Okay, yeah, so, vaguely remember that.
And it was part of the Banana Splits.
Okay, yeah, I remember that now. But yeah, I mean, if it's not a talking horse or a gorilla that's for sale, I'm pretty much out on it.
I know. It was, again, that was in the serious part of Hanna-Barbera. Okay, let's go back to the wacky part of it.
Okay. Catch that pigeon.
Stop that pigeon.
What a maddening show that was.
What was it?
It was Stop That Pigeon.
Well, it was, but it was called Dastardly and Muttley.
Oh, okay. Muttley the...
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, they were all in the biplanes.
Yes. Yeah, with the old guy.
Yeah, they were trying to catch Yankee Doodle Pigeon, a carrier pigeon who carries secret messages.
Yeah, all right. That show, that was not that great, but I would sit through it hoping that Quick Draw McGraw would be next.
I know. And you did nail Stop That Pigeon before they started singing it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
technically, yes.
Yeah,
I figured that was the name of the show. Okay.
Dastardly and Muttley and also Penelope Pitstop were all introduced in Wacky Races.
Yes.
There was the precursor.
Yeah, and Penelope Pitstop would go in your top five of animated babes.
Okay, so they were flying aces, and they were trying to keep the messenger pigeon from delivering top secret messages to the opposing army. So in a way, they're saving freedom.
Oh yeah, mankind really.
Yeah, boy, I'm looking at Penelope Pitstop right now, and she was a piece.
Yeah,
she
not did. Bad,
see
right?
What I'm saying?
Not bad.
Hey, baby.
I wonder if she aged well.
That blonde hair peeking out of that flight cap.
Okay, so This show kind of got my pants moving in that direction, too, but I never admitted that I liked it because it wasn't cool to be a boy and like this show. Long tails and ears behind, guitars and sharks and flaps, neat, sweet, a groovy song, you're invited, come along. Hurry, see ya.
that's Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes, Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah. Some of them were pretty hot, too.
I know. Oh, see, that's that. That I think my parents were like, you need to back away from the TV, kiddo.
Didn't they do a 90s live-action reboot of that?
I feel like they may have, yeah.
Don't make us get the hose.
I'm stuck to the TV.
Take the hose to Corby.
Okay, and then I have one more question concerning all of this. Oh, we're late as balls.
So late.
Just, hey, play that last one with Lippy and Hardy. Okay, so Lippy the Lion and Hardy Har Har.
Yeah.
Did you guys used to say Hardy Har Har when you were kids? Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Is that the origin of it?
Is that it?
Or did they name it after the phrase?
I don't know.
I think that came before the cartoon. Like that's a phrase from like the 30s, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Hardy, real fast one you got there.
Well, all the smart aleck kids of Hardy Har Har.
Yeah, usually if like someone pulled the chair out and you fell on the floor, you'd get up and be like, Hardy Har Har.
All right, George, we got to go. Thank you so much.
That's great. Thanks for taking us down memory lane.
You nailed it. Good
stuff.
Love
you, George.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
See you, boys. Love you.
We'll see you.
Take care of your buns.
George Dunham.
Oh, no.